Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday. How is everybody doing out there? I know you had a great weekend out and about getting some of that vitamin D. Hopefully still being cautious because that virus is still out there. I know we're still being safe and making it safe for others out there, but, you know, things are opening up. It's springtime. See those hummingbirds flying around and those beautiful, beautiful cherry blossoms blooming. Those are some pretty flowers. They only last for a short while. But, you know, I'm going to give you something to be mindful of today and less acted on. Even the ideal of reverence, the light, can end up being a mere slogan. Without the power to transform reality, it must therefore be established as a genuine philosophy in our hearts and in the hearts of others. We must put this philosophy into practice through concrete action for peace, working one step at a time toward realization. It takes work out there, and we have an exciting person coming on with us this evening. I call him a singing chef, but that's what he's known of. But before he gets in, let me give you something to unwind with. Have a wonderful evening. You're waking up with Linda McShann.
Oh,
just wanted to play a little bit of that to get you in the air because, you know, my friend, Mario Tate, CEO of the Tate Experience, is going to give you a feeling that you've never experienced before. You know, most people know him as a singing chef. He is the Tate Experience, and that's what he gives you. But I call him one-stop shopping. I've known him a long time. You want your things themed, all you need to do, give him a location, a space, and a date. Give him your color schemes. He will go in there and theme it. He will cook an extraordinary meal. And then come out of that chef hat and put on a white tuxedo and entertain your guests. When we say Tate Experience, that is what you have. I have a lot of people that say, you know, well, how much? That's not my department. But I do give them a reminder of whatever he charges you, pay it. Because you won't be dissatisfied and you are going to be a happy camper and your guest is going to have an experience of a lifetime. I have my brother, Mr. Mario Tate, on the line with the Tate Experience. Mario, are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am here.
Hey.
You are so wonderful. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. You're the wonderful. And before we get started, because I'm going to let you run it the way you want to do it, I just want to say thank you, thank you. We appreciate you so much. You know, we have been doing this show since 2013. We came down, but we came up for the pandemic. And this has been a year that we've been sharing and caring and persons have been coming on, and we just hope the listeners have gotten some information, have gotten some encouragement, that they are aware out there. And we're going to keep doing this, but we are having you on this evening. How do you want to run this? How are you going to give it to us, Mario?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be what it is going to be.
Okay. I'm with you. I am with you.
I'm so glad that you asked me to be on, and it's always a wonderful opportunity. I'm really excited. Things are starting to open back up, and it's good for the catering industry because things had kind of dried up there for a minute.
Yeah,
and,
but you know what? I'm not cutting you off, but they were dried up, but you weren't dried up because you was doing weddings.
No,
you was doing birthday parties because you know how to keep it safe, and it didn't stop you a bit. But I needed to catch you before it really opened up so that I could get you on here because I know it's getting ready to pop off.
Yeah, people are starting to plan events based on you know, receiving vaccination, and so because people are, I was one of those people who was on the fence about it as well. But my partner got vaccinated, and so I felt a responsibility to get vaccinated since he did. So,
okay.
But for the catering and events industry, it's really 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 a great thing, and I'm looking forward to it. It's hard work, but I'm encouraged. I've been getting bookings. I have some things that have been booked in advance. We're going to be working with a couple of friends who also have catering businesses. We kind of support each other during this past year, helping each other out. Epenny Green with Grandma's Greens, and then my god sister Nicole, Chef Nicole Martin with Soul of the South Catering. We've been, doing events together. They've been working with me on events. I've got I've got a booking all the way in Florida for February of next year.
Oh yeah,
and
I know.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a Harlem Nights themed party. So I'm going to get to really, do my elegant stuff and see folks dressed up in the period clothing and everything. So it's going to be really, I'm looking forward to that. I've got some things booked for the summer. I've got a couple of dates in June and July and August right now. So things are opening up. I'm really excited. The Body Butters, the last time I was on, I talked about the Body Butters. I was about to, and they're doing pretty good.
Okay.
They're doing pretty good. People are excited about that. So that's another thing. And I'm just trying to basically right now keep a ring on it because something like that could explode really rapidly, and I want to make sure that I'm capable to keeping up the merchandise. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that I have products available and not get backlogged. So right now, I need to got some great plans. I'm looking to invest in a commercial kitchen so that I can have some place to store my products. And I've been working on my labeling and everything because I have I got the body butters done, and so now I'm really gonna work on the seasoning blend.
Okay.
Because that's been something that I've had kind of like on the back burner for a while, but I've had a few people do some testing of it, and they really like it. I have my brother-in-law. It's really funny. I have a barbecue seasoning that he has me send him at least twice a year in large Ziploc bags.
Wait a minute. Send him what in the Ziploc?
He treats it like it's the Holy Grail. He won't let anyone use it. He let his sister try it, and she is like, I need Mario to send me some of that seasoning he made for that barbecue.
Okay. Okay. Well, so, at least they asked him for the bag.
Yeah, so, got those kind of things in the working. I'm getting to do my whole dinner and a song feel. You know how I do the entertaining all of that. So Valentine's Day, I got to do a really beautiful dinner party for about five couples. It was outside. It was a beautiful evening until the wind kicked up. But got to do the dinner and a song. They had dinner and courses. We did some broiled salmon and garlic mashed potatoes. I did a lobster bisque, some really great bread, a nice roasted vegetable salad, and they enjoyed dinner and their champagne and they had chocolates. I made chocolates to go with cigars and cognac. It was a really, fabulous event. And then I got to change into my suit and sing a couple of songs for them, and it turned out to be a really beautiful, beautiful evening. And I have a couple of more of them. I have a couple of more events coming up in the next couple of months where I'm going to get to do the whole dinner and song. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm not cutting you off, but I know that you said June, July, and August, and you know what we do in August, so I need a slot. I need a slot. Okay.
Absolutely.
I need a slot. But see, Maria, we love you so much. We know you work hard, and I've known you for years. I mean, an excellent prepper. Everything is from scratch. Everything is prepared. And just like when you say you're going to do, I keep a jar in the car just in case I'm traveling and I talk with you and you say you're doing gumbo, that I don't have to lose any time, that I got my jaw in the car and I swing by and get my gumbo. But love you because you say, you know what I'm going to do? I know you're busy. I'm going to freeze you some. So, when you have people that take care you like that, you never stop giving them love. Now, for my event, you are the perfect chef. I was telling persons that the presentation of the food, people just stare at it before they go to the table. You do not play around. But I don't want you to come.
It's absolutely important.
Absolutely what?
It's absolutely important that the food not just tastes good, but it has
definitely.
To. I learned that very, very young before culinary school or any of that from my stepfather, who was an amazing chef. And he said, if you make food look good to people, it won't matter to them how it tastes.
Okay.
But if it tastes good and it looks good, you've got it made.
You got it made. I remember the time we did this event, and we were kind of running behind, and they were hollering, when is the food coming? And I would just be nice and professional. I'd say, well, as soon as you see those chafing dishes rise up, it's ready. And I would sniggle, and they couldn't understand why I was sniggling. I said, because I don't care how long you have to wait. Once you put that fork in your mouth, you're going to be some happy campers, and I know it. It was like the funniest thing. thing to me, because when you know what you know, but, you know, we love you, and I have to fix it that even though I will not set a table unless your food is on it, but it's a celebration, I have to get an added sweet for you and your mate, because we want you to be there, but it ain't all about work, because this is like family here. So after we eat and pass out, you can go into your quarters and relax and have you some champagne. So that's what's on our minds over here. I just wanted to put that out there. So when you get that call for that booking, you got to add in a couple of days, okay?
You know, and I think that people right about now, we just need to just celebrate life, you know?
Yes.
We just need to celebrate life, because it's been such a trying year, and we're not even on the worst side of it yet, you know? And I just look for a reason to celebrate, because this has really been a trying year.
Yes, it has been.
So
you
say party, I say how high.
That's right. And you know, we know how to step it up. You know, you taught me years ago how to set up and plan ahead of time. So when I know I'm getting ready to do something, I ordered up them cases of champagne way ahead of time and hide them. So I don't get in tune before the day of the event. But no, really. I have to put them in someone else's storage, because if they're sitting around me, by the time the party day come, we might have to order up some more. And it takes a while to get that stuff in. But we love you, Mario. We love you.
Love
I said, let me get him before, because I know they're pulling at him. I know he's good. Well, you've been busy all along. The virus, you was the virus out there. And I'm posting on one of your setups, and that's just half-stepping. You in neutral. And that was for a social distance and safety event. And it was gorgeous. See, I know what you put out there. And most individuals that are planning things, you know, we can't stand that half nothing. But I know you're going to get busy, because you've been busy, and then here comes the body. But I got to put some on my knees and elbows and on my skin, so when I'm lying out by the pool and that sun is beating down on me, I'll be glistening. Is that what it's going to do for my skin?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really happy with the quality of the product.
I know. Can we? My question was to you. I know you had different flavors, but you know everything you do. Whenever you're in the kitchen, whatever you mixing up. Remember, I asked you last time if I could eat it. Is it tasty? Okay.
I would not recommend it because of the perfumed oil. But basically, everything in it, other than the perfumed oils, can ingest. Because it's other than the fragrance.
Well, Mario,
yes, you
before we get into it, I you know I'm always begging you for a song. I didn't know how your schedule was going, but how would one contact you for bookings? Can you give us that information before we move on?
Yes, you can reach me at 323-522-8889. Mm-hmm. Or you can find me on Facebook at The Tate Experience by Chef Mario Tate.
Okay.
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 Or you can email me at mtatechef@gmail.com.
mtatechef@gmail.com. Well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my niece make an appointment. And I make a promise, so we going to block you, because, see, I know if I don't snatch you, then I'm going to be disappointed, and you know I cannot be disappointed. I don't care. I remember when we had the culmination of one of my graduations, you could not do because you was all booked up, and I refused. I said, I need something in the dish for Mario on that table, okay, because I know if nothing else tastes good, his is going to taste good, and was very picky about what I put next to it, because you, Nikki, picky, and I said, oh, no, don't sit that over there with the regular salads, it goes with the entree, put that crystal bowl right here, and as a matter of fact, sit it right in the middle, okay, and I, of course, you know, I know how to take my stash out. before it gets
right.
started, because
absolutely.
Once they get started, there's nothing going to be left. And my favorite dip, I don't know the name of it, but you know the one that you're always chasing me? When I see it on the table, I take it and try to run instead of
up to
open.
The baked crab dip.
What
the
is it?
The baked crab dip.
Oh, my God.
The baked crab dip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my
absolutely.
Favorite. That is my favorite. Well, Mario, we appreciate you coming. Were you going to give us a song, or what do you want to do? You know, I just might turn the wheel.
Something here for you.
Okay.
Let me play this here. Let's see. Let's see. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days and dark sacred nights. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. You see the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I often sit down and think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wow. And it is a wonderful world, because we have wonderful people in here just like you. That you got me over here mesmerized. You know, I was hitting on, I didn't want to come in and do your backup and mess up everything, but, you know, because you, can you imagine if you're at home in your living room, what it would be like if you were standing in front of somebody, okay? This is a bad young man. Mario, thank you. It is a wonderful world. And as you were singing it, I kept seeing us doing a tribute again. You know, Mario has done a tribute to Nat King Cole. He's a balladeer. He will blow you away. That is something that we have to work on. And I think we're going to do that. You know, I like to move
I have five people who have suggested that I do the Nat Cole tribute again.
Yes.
They talked about how really, really nice it was to get dressed up and go.
Beautiful. You had all the band boys mad at me, but we had a good time anyway because I had to hound them cats. Okay. I guess they said.
Like only you could.
Look, they were so upset with me. I said, oh, no. I guess they said, now she come in here with this red lipstick on and these stilettos looking all ladylike and like the librarian, but do she pop that whip? I said, oh, no. I had them putting down the forks and sitting down, and, yeah, it was a beautiful event. It was, and what I liked about it, I don't know if you remember it or not, but you made me write the whole program because I was the mistress of ceremony, and I had to write it. You made me stretch.
Yes.
Do you remember? Yes. You would not. You said, you put it together. You write it.
Yes.
And I says, well, I'll be darned. He has put me to work again, but we had a lovely time, and I think we should do it again because it's going to be needed, and that's the perfect song. It is a wonderful world. And that's what people are saying, you know. I love you.
Optimistic, you know. Yes. It costs us nothing to smile, you know, and say hello to one another. You never know how you just might make someone's day, you know.
Well, I'm agreeing.
You don't know what the person is might be going through. And your smile and your hello might just turn that day around for them. You just never know. You just never know. We need a reason to smile right now, you know?
Yes. I think we're spoiled. We smile over here no matter what. I think it's blue. Because we know that it don't do no good to go the other way. You might as well just keep on. It's like you have to train yourself. And as far as humanitarians, we're basically trained to do that, but we all know that it starts within you. Like, you know, when you said it's a wonderful world, and I always have the motto, never give in to negativity, yours or anyone else's, and never give up on your dreams. And when never retreat, you proceed as the mighty fierce lion, but you always shine like the sun. No matter what, because with that attitude, you change poison into medicine, and you make the impossible possible, and we know that. So that is a daily affirmation that, and then we get taxed. You know, you're gonna get taxed, but that was the perfect song. I always put in mine ears, but whatever you let come out of your life, it excites me, and that's at home with your feet propped up on the stool. I know I'm looking at you. I know where you are. You're not even dressed up in a tuxedo.
You know I am.
Mario, we love you so much. Thank you. So I wanted to.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We cover each other here. I want to repeat this and let me know that if I have it right. In order to contact the Tate Experience, Mario Tate, the number to dial would be 323-522-8889. Or you can go on Facebook and look at the Tate Experience by Chef. What is it? By Chef Mario? By Chef Mario Tate, or either go email with M. Tate, T-A-T as in Tom, E, Chef, mindfulmonday@gmail.com, but I'm going to say it now. I don't want them to get my spot, but if you guys want him, you better get busy, okay, because he is in high demand. And it moves, basically, I don't even know why he has this phone number and email and stuff out there, because when you call, you can't get in, because everything moves by word of mouth. You will have an experience of a lifetime. You will have good food. You'll have excellent entertainment. And your guests will be speaking about your event for a couple of years afterwards, asking you, when are you going to do some more? I remember, Mario, when we had my mom's memorial, and we, you know, I had everybody being on time waiting for the bus, and we would not let that party bus move out of there until you got there. It was like, we just have to be late. We waiting on the food, okay? We are waiting on the food. I will never, and your soul is so beautiful, and people say, well, I say, don't try to Jew him down. Whatever price he gives you, you pay it. And if he feels like he wants to give you a break, let him do it. Because you don't, you know where I'm going? You can't go there looking for goodness and that greatness, trying to Jew nobody down. If you can't afford it, don't do it. But I can tell you, whatever he charges you, pay it. And you're going to want to leave, you might want to double it up, because you're going to leave them a tip. You're going to be feeling so good. I am your top person. I always will be. I'm doing this, but I'm begging for my slot. We will talk about this in private. And I'm thinking about Florida. You say you're going to Florida. You know, I love South Beach. I haven't been in there in a while. I'm kind of like, pull back. Yeah, I love South Beach, and usually when there, I like to stay right there. I have friends that have a small boutique hotel, and that's something I'll send you that card. And if you're in there and you're near, I want you to go by and introduce yourself to them. Yeah, so therefore when I go up in there, because I call and say I'm coming, and they fix it up. But I haven't been moving. I'm just, you know, the fat lady haven't sung yet. I told you, I haven't even dropped the mic. Yeah. So whatever you're doing, and to keep you here to this point, continue to do it. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, we have our whoever, you know, it's an option out there on the vaccines and how the people want to do it. But my thing is, I think they need to put a red dot on the person's left ear. Everybody's been vaccinated, so when I see you coming toward me, and if I don't see that red dot, I'm going the other way, okay? I think it's, I'm sorry. Put that red dot on that left ear, mark them, okay?
I totally understand.
I needed to ask you, when you do your events, I know you mentioned to me, like, you request that whoever is holding the event, that they have a method of entering their guests. Is it by temperature checks? I know you work that. I think we were mentioning it.
Temperature check and making sure that we had plenty of sanitations. If it's a buffet situation, you must be masked. Making sure that the servers are you know, properly attired with gloves and masks, and, you know, so that it's safe for everyone.
Yes.
For example, the wedding that I did, she required that her guests be tested before coming if they were going to attend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when I have a function, they're going to have to wear that ID. They're going to have to bring their card around their neck. That's going to be the entrance.
Yeah. And one of the other things that made me decide to go ahead and vaccinate is it's also going to be a requirement for travel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a requirement for travel, and that's going to be part of our new norm. So, I don't want anything to prohibit me from being able to do. There's some family business that I need to go and take care of in Louisiana, and so I need to be able to go and do that. So, you know.
Well, Mario,
I waited until they had proven them to be effective. I didn't want to be anyone guinea pig.
No, yeah, I understand. You know, but then I, like I said, I tell them, I said, well, I'm going to do like the old folks told us when I was growing up, look, just do it and see what happens. And I just... just do it and see what happens. But you know, I keep a journal over here. I journal. If my nose itch, I write it down. On Monday, on the 9th, and my nose, the left nostril itch, I write it down. Okay.
Okay.
I'm monitoring my. I kind of like take it. If I get a little twitch, I write it down. Okay? It's like I'm monitoring myself because in order to, your health and wellness depends on you too, and you need to keep track of what's going on, you know. So when you have to talk to your family physician, you can run it down. When I go visit them, I pull out my little book. I say, you know, last Wednesday my left toe was throbbing. And so what do you think? And of course, you know, they want to send you the big palm. I say, no, I need an MRI, okay? I need something natural. Give me some sweet tea and ginger or something. You know, I don't like to take bare abstinence. So for me to break down, I need to have two red dots on them on my forehead and be carrying tambourines. To let everybody know, if I can, you need to get in there immediately and do it. But Mario, I am so proud of you. I am so glad that you came on. You know I love you. We love you over here. And I wanted to tell the listeners, this is Stephanie, Gina, Gloria, Miyoshi, Carmelita. We have Texas calling in. We have Atlanta. We have Las Vegas that checks in. We've all been here taking care of you guys because we love you. And everything that we do is about love. And as Mario just let us know, what a wonderful world when people are saying, I love you. We want to keep that in mind. We want to keep that kindness going out there. And just take care of you so that you can take care of other people. When you light that candle.
Yeah.
That makes your path a little bit brighter. Wouldn't you agree with me, Mr. Mario? Singing just one-stop shopping. I love you.
Absolutely. Love you. Absolutely, though. What the world needs is love.
Yes, it does. It really does. So is it any one thing, we're getting ready to wrap it up, that you'd like to leave with us, a thought or something? Before I let you go, I have the young man. It's called Feeling Them. These are young guys that come on. He's doing a virtual thing on April 17th, but they're going to come on Thursday. And if you have time, just listen in, okay? And if you don't have time, because I'd like... maybe you could say something to them if you have time. If not, I'll send you a link. But they'll be on because he has this virtual thing in April. And the jingle that you hear, my jingle, I said, y'all give me a jingle, okay? I had to get that young blood. I said, I got to have some boom-da-boom to it. And the female voice that's on there, I said, I need to hear your voice. But we have to reach out for our young adults and let them know how great and awesome they are and give them support as they support us. So it's all about what a wonderful world this is. What a perfect song. Tell us what you need to tell us, and we're going to call it a night.
Just take that energy, that spirit, and carry it with you for the rest of the week. Just try it. It doesn't hurt to just share a little love at all. It don't cost us a thing.
Share, I'm writing this, share a little. And then I'm going to put a
cross
to a lot of love. It doesn't hurt. Well, Mario, we love you. Tell the better half. We love him. And I'm so appreciative. Listeners, this is the CEO of the Tate Experience, Mario Tate. He's known as the singing chef. He will have you with an experience of a lifetime. I call him one-stop shopping because he can do it all. You don't have to worry about a thing. And his crew and the persons that he uses are top-notch, just like him. Professional, eloquent, and will have you totally satisfied. Mario, we love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. You're very
Alrighty.
Welcome. Thank
you. I'll call you
okay,
later to get my slot. Okay, leave me a slot.
Okay.
Leave me a slot. You know what date I'm looking around. I love you. Okay.
You know I got you. You know
okay.
I got you.
I know you.
All right, love.
I love you, Bye-bye. Listeners. Mario Tate, the Tate Experience, that's been with
Thank
us.
You.
We love him, and he loves you, and he can get the job done. Here we go.
Yeah.
Collaborate.
Oh,
they want it. We give, showing others how to live. We care.
yeah, yeah, we're going on through the land.